You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We had some fun yesterday playing the game Rattle Off, and our winner contestant, I think her name was Jennifer, had talked to us. Jeremy had asked her what snacks she had for watching the Bronco game over the weekend, and she said chips and queso. And
we, I think you and us. I,
we looked at each other like, what the, huh?
What did you say?
She use? I thought it was a different kind of food.
Chips and what?
Queso. And she then proceeded to tell us that we were idiots for pronouncing it queso.
Then we pulled up an actual video of people down in Mexico saying queso.
Pronouncing the word.
Pronouncing it correctly.
Now, let's put aside queso queso for just a moment. Let's not even worry about that anymore. Instead, we were talking off the air about how it's funny. Almost everyone can laugh at themselves and say, oh, yeah, I was an adult, and or maybe sometimes far into adulthood before I realized I had been pronouncing a word wrong all these years.
Mm-hmm. Kind of feel like a big goof then. Oh, really? That's how you say it?
And just to be, you know, absolutely straight and clear on this, we are not asking for people to call in and say, I hate it when people say this. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you and you admitting sheepishly that I never knew how to pronounce something and I always said it this way. I've got some examples for you. One that Gretch had to point out to me, it's a big word, I guess, in a way. But I always used to refer to how in this society when people are apt to sue each other, I said it's a very litigious society. And she goes, do you mean litigious? And I was like, is that right? And look it up. So I've been saying that word wrong my entire life.
I don't think I've ever said that word in my entire life.
Okay, I said it. It's the only example I can think of. But I remember talking to my sister, and this is a common one, I think. I was talking to my sister who lives out of state, and she was asking me if I would go by this business in Denver and see if they would be interested in carrying her product. I said, yeah, I don't mind stopping in. Where are they? And she goes, it's over on Yosemite. So I thought she was kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was just being a smart aleck. And she's like, oh, my God, when I talked to her, she goes, I've always heard Yosemite, and I've seen this spelled, but I've never put the two together.
Oh, my God.
So she always called this the park Yosemite National Park, but when she saw this written down, that's how she...
Yosemite.
It's Yosemite.
Yosemite.
And I was like, oh, sis. And then I asked my stepdaughter, and she said right away, she goes, the word that she always mispronounced, she would see the word gazebo. And just because she saw it, she pronounced it gazebo.
I could see that one, too.
It was always a gazebo. What about you?
I say gazebo.
No.
The ones that I know from my family, my dear sweet grandma says Walmart instead of Walmart. And I've tried to correct her multiple times, but she's stuck in her ways. And from here on out, it's going to be Walmart. With my grandma, the same person who also back in the day called them gazette tapes instead of cassette tapes.
Aww.
a ton of them pouring in on Facebook. Molly says it's Westminster, not Westminster.
No, but it sounds like she's trying to correct other people.
Well, there that could play into a few of these.
I don't want to do that, though.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Jordan wrote in and said, my little sister always adds D to the end of lesbian. So she pronounces it lesbianed, like somehow you've been lesbianed.
Okay.
Carla says, I have a coworker, drives me nuts. She says, Obtober instead of October. Obtober. Stupid. What else? Anna says, I say espresso. Wait a minute. It's espresso, not espresso. So she says espresso.
Which is correct.
Which is correct, but I guess she was saying it espresso.
Right, and she realized.
Right. And then one more from Michelle. She says... Flustrated instead of frustrated. She adds an L into it. I am so flustrated right now.
I guess that's a combination of flustered and frustrated.
Flustered and frustrated. Flustrated. I actually kind of like the combination. That's good.
I remember hearing radio host. This is a long time ago. It was some talk radio host who was doing a talk show and had said something. And I was driving along listening. And I remember looking at the radio. I was like, what was that? What did she just say? And she came back after a commercial break and she was honest. And I liked it. She said, I have to admit, there's a word that I said a few moments ago, and I've always seen it written, and I've heard it pronounced, but I've never tied the two together, kind of like the whole Yosemite thing.
Mm-hmm.
She had said on the radio that it made a very loud cacophony instead of a cacophony of sound. She said cacophony.
Yes.
And she goes, now I realize that word that I've been seeing spelled. So I brought this up, and Gretchen yesterday said something interesting. She goes, the people who are more likely to pronounce a word incorrectly are people who read a lot. She goes, because you read these words and you're only seeing them in print.
Yeah.
You're not hearing it pronounced. You're just seeing it. And so your brain supplies a pronunciation for it. And unless you see it and hear it at the same time, you won't marry the two together. She goes, I think people who tend to read more are the ones who do this.
Possibly, yeah. I wonder if that has to do with my giraffe and giraffe. When I say giraffe, I like to go to the zoo and look at the giraffe. Is it kind of written? I'd have to look at how it's written.
What,
is it
how
giraffe?
Are you saying it?
Giraffe.
How are you spelling what you're saying?
I don't know.
So I can understand. I don't understand the difference. Giraffe and
you've
giraffe.
You've gotten on my case about this for years. Giraffe versus giraffe.
Oh, just G-R? Like graph?
It would be graph, but I pronounce it giraffe. So I'm saying it wrong. Like I go to the zoo to look at the giraffe. And it's okay, giraffe. Dude, you've gotten on me for years for that one. Two more coming in. This is kind of funny. Sherry says,
I get on you about toward and forward.
Toward and forward. Oh, I got to work on forward. Sherry says, used to say drift store instead of thrift store. I'm going to go take my clothes down to the drift store. And then Diane, I love this one. She says guacamole instead of guacamole. Like she's packing a guacamole. Yo, you packing that guacamole?
We're going to open up phones. You know, and I tell you what, let's take one quick call before we go to break.
All right.
And then what we'll do is we'll open up the phones to everyone. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I think it's better if you call in and you bust yourself, because if we turn into a, I hate it when people say, we'll be here, that's just... that's just griping. It's more fun to poke fun at yourself and raise your hand and say, I've always mispronounced this word until somebody pointed it out to me.
Do you say woof or wolf?
Wolf.
Wolf.
Is that just more of a regional dialect, though?
I don't know. Wolf. I hear a lot of people say woof.
Let's take one quick call. It is Patrick. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, what do you got for us?
I'm 32 years old, and I regularly attend and give speeches and do public dissertations and even sermons for church. And 3 weeks ago, I found out subtle is actually subtle.
Subtle. Subtle.
That's great.
Subtle. That's
because
funny.
You probably have read it your whole life without really putting that together with the word you were hearing, and it looks like subtle.
That's exactly what happened. I was doing a church speech, and I used that word about 5 times. And someone texted me while I was giving the speech, you're saying that word wrong, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
Way to throw off your speech.
A few people came up to me after and said, you're not saying that right.
Patrick, that's a great one. Thank you for being on the show. I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care. 303-691-1649. What word have you always improperly pronounced? Right now we're talking about words that you just recently found out you've been mispronouncing your whole life. My stepdaughter told me that she always pronounced the car, A-U-D-I, Audi. instead of Audi. Audi? She goes, yeah. It was an Audi.
My sister says Audi, too. That drives me nuts.
Maybe that's more prevalent than I thought, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more prevalent than I thought.
Hey!
Here's CJ. CJ, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Tell him to be quiet. You're on the phone.
Yeah.
That's right. Be quiet. I'm on the phone.
What's the word you always mispronounce, CJ?
Facade. I'd read a bunch of different stories, and I'd read about all these grand old fakades.
Fakades! That castle has a nice fakade, doesn't it?
That's fantastic. Was it a person who finally pointed it out to you, or did you figure it out for yourself?
Yeah, this guy at my job. My job this year. I've been reading for 35 years, and I finally found out on my 40th year that fakade is actually the word facade.
That's great.
He made the connection for me.
Oh, that's so good. Like, oh. CJ, have a wonderful day. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, fella.
Appreciate
see you. He's backing it up. See, he's a reader.
It's funny.
Here comes Matt. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Hi, boys.
Morning.
What's the word?
Well, I can't pronounce any words that end with NG, like hang.
Well, you just
want to hang out. But I have to overemphasize it, otherwise I say it incorrectly every time.
How would you say it if you're not overemphasizing it?
You want to hang out?
Hang out.
Okay. It's like N-E instead of N-G.
Right, hang out. You hate the letter G.
It's not noticeable, but if I say it to anyone, then they can't ever get it out of their head.
Uh-huh. Oh, Matt, go have a great day, buddy. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Kelly. Good morning, Kelly. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Are you on a speakerphone with us?
I am. I can take it off.
Please, thank you. I wonder if Josh is telling people that either. There she is. Kelly, what's the word?
Here. I didn't know sustenance was a real word, so I thought my husband was joking and like saying, you know, I was trying to say substance, but was kind of messing up the word. So one time I kind of yelled at him. I'm like, why do you keep saying that? That's such an annoying word. And like, you just say substance. He's like, because it's a real word.
It's a different thing.
So I had no idea sustenance was a real word.
Let me ask you something. Once you learned it, did you find yourself trying to use it in sentences later on?
A couple times, but I still don't like the word. I don't know, there's something about it. I just really
you just don't like saying
it.
Yeah, that's like my delicatessen. I don't like saying delicatessen. You don't like sustenance.
Yeah. Sustenance. I don't know, something about it. It sounds like you're just making up a word when
right.
you say it.
Right. Like, just say dinner.
Like, we're not doing baby talk. Sustenance is not like that's just weird.
Who's my little sustenance?
Oh, that's
right.
Funny.
Yeah.
Kelly, I appreciate the time. Have a fantastic day. Okay.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
Thanks for being on the show. Next up is Dee. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
So you were a grown adult before you realized you were saying what incorrectly?
Awry.
Awry.
Something has gone awry.
Awry. Yes.
What were you saying?
Ari.
Ari.
I was sounding it out because I'm a reader.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
Yep.
And it looks like Ari.
There we go. That's what I did.
Oh, you big goof.
Dee, have a wonderful day. Thanks for spending time with us, okay? We appreciate you. We'll try to squeeze in a couple of more. Hey, Amelia, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what was the word that tripped you up?
It wasn't me. It was my aunt that passed away a while back. She kept trying to say tsunami. But she would say salami. She was like, you know, the big wave, salami. And I was like, a tsunami?
Yeah, she salami.
She's like, I can't say that word. It's a salami. Like, oh, grief.
It sounds a little more delightful than an actual tsunami, right? Getting hit with a big piece of salami.
Well, if there's a salami warning, I'm running
toward it. Yeah, with some bread and mayonnaise.
Amelia,
right.
Have a great day. Thank you for
you
your time.
Too.
See ya.
We appreciate you very much. We're going to get in two more. Kira and Rebecca. We'll get to bring this home. Kira, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what's the word?
Well, what's funny is I learned to speak in Texas, so I had a really thick accent when I was younger. And my grandmother, she is very particular about pronunciating your words because she said that people might think you're stupid if you pronounce it with an accent. And the, you even say it a little funny, Dom, because it's what? Because in Texas, they say what? They put emphasis on the H.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What? I was taught as a child. I was taught as a child. No, wait a minute. That's not a Texas thing. I was taught as a child that it almost is an HW if you're being extremely proper. And so when I do it on the show, I'm doing it almost tongue in cheek because nobody really speaks that way. We say, what time is it? We don't say, what time
is it? It's like saying wheat thins instead of wheat thins.
Exactly. So I'm doing it to be kind of ironic and silly. But I think
that one's pretty subtle, though.
I would have to go look it up to see, because I could be dead wrong, and I admit that. But somebody told me when I was young that it is technically an HW sound instead of WH.
Oh, wow.
What?
Well, that's interesting, because my grandmother, she was very big about pronunciation. She was very worried that when I got older, people would think I was stupid because I would be...
But if you could, can you whip out a Texas accent for us for just a second? Because we actually find that adorable.
Yeah, well, you know, down in Wichita Falls, that's what happens. I know, it's not as good anymore.
You've lost it.
She's been Colorado-ized.
I've lost a lot of it. Unless I'm really mad, it's really hard to
then it comes out, you're dang tootin' mad.
We got to run, Kira. Thank you for the call. She's either, if she gets mad or drunk, probably.
Right, then
out.
It comes, she starts slurring.
We got to quickly try to squeeze in one more. Rebecca, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So what's the
my word?
Word
is emaciated, which looked like emaciated because I was largely self-taught by reading. So now
there
I've
you
got
go.
Emaciated wrong.
So how do you say it? Emaciated?
I used to say emaciated because that's how it looks.
Yeah, it does.
That's what it looks like.
Yep.
How could you know, right? How could you
know?
I'm glad you called us. Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. I got to look up that HW sound thing.
Yeah.
Or somebody will write. I guarantee you somebody will
write in. Some know-it-all. Yeah.
Will write in and tell us.